This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Video released by the Ukrainian military appears to show fighting in the eastern part of the country where Ukrainian soldiers have fought Russian invaders for months. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A GoPro camera mounted on a Ukrainian tank claims to show fighting near the shattered city of Bakhmut in a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder, but neither has so far managed to win. The tank platoon's commander, call sign Bender, told Reuters his unit fired on Russian positions in support of Ukrainian infantry. Russia has claimed in recent days to have made progress in street-by-street fighting. British intelligence on Wednesday said Ukrainian forces had successfully pushed the Russians back from one of the city's main supply routes. The head of a private Russian mercenary group heavily involved in the Bakhmut operation on Wednesday acknowledged that the fighting had badly damaged his forces.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden says global leaders are turning the tide and stemming a years-long backslide of democratic institutions.
I believe this is a defining challenge of our age. And today, we can say with pride that the democracies of the world are getting stronger, not weaker. Autocracies of the world are getting weaker, not stronger.
At his second democracy summit on Wednesday, Biden looked to spotlight hopeful advancements over the past year, despite Russia's war in neighboring Ukraine and U.S. tensions with China over its military and economic influence in the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. The Vatican says Pope Francis will be hospitalized for several days for treatment of a respiratory infection after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni says the 86-year-old pontiff does not have COVID-19, but requires several days of therapy. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top U.S. military officer says the Pentagon has a long ways to go to beef up its stockpiles of munitions and ensure the country is ready for any large-scale war. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley tells Congress the war in Ukraine has underscored the heavy use of munitions that's required during any major conflict. At a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee, Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin faced repeated questions about the impact the war is having on the Pentagon as it supplies Ukraine with much of the ammunition it needs to fend off Russian forces. They say the conflict has pushed the U.S. to increase production rates and reevaluate how much of a stockpile is really needed. The Pentagon is requesting $30 million in the 2024 fiscal year budget and to buy the maximum number of munitions that American industry can produce. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The southern U.S. state of Kentucky was one of two states on Wednesday to approve legislation restricting some aspects of life for transgender young people. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Republican lawmakers in Kentucky have swept aside the Democratic governor's veto of a bill regulating some of the most personal aspects of life for transgender young people. The bill bans access to gender-affirming health care and restricts the bathrooms they can use. The Kentucky Senate voted 29-8 to override the veto. A short time later, the state House completed the override on a vote of 76-23. After the legislative defeat, the American Civil Liberties Union of Kentucky says they'll mount a legal challenge. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The UN humanitarian agency says health issues are rising at displacement camps for survivors of Cyclone Freddy. In Malawi and Mozambique, the cyclone hit already existing cholera outbreaks. Lamek Messina reports from Balantre.
The World Health Organization says additionally, malaria cases have been reported in multiple camps, requiring medical attention and provision of mosquito nets to prevent further spread of the disease. Several humanitarian organizations are supporting Malawi to address its health concerns. The WHO and Doctors Without Borders have sent medical workers to hard-to-reach areas to assist those trapped because of roads that remain cut off. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
And in an open letter citing potential risk to society, Elon Musk and a group of artificial intelligence experts and industry executives are calling for a 6-month pause in developing systems more powerful than OpenAI's newly launched GPT-4. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.